as a refresher, I'm going to give some background on Alice just quickly. Alice was a 2014 Supreme Court decision that held that there are certain software patent was patent ineligible for claiming the abstract idea of intermediated settlement. In particular, Alice set forth a two-step inquiry for figuring out when is a patent claim directed to an abstract idea. The first prong in step one asks the question, are the claims directed to a patent ineligible concept, such as a law of nature, natural phenomena, mathematical equation? And if not, your inquiry stops because it's not an abstract idea. But if you figure that it is an abstract idea, we move on to step two. And under that inquiry, the question is there something more? Is there something there that makes this more than just an abstract idea? What is the inventive concept? And usually courts will suss through whether the abstract concept is merely an implementation on, say, a generic computer. They might ask whether the implementation is an improvement on any existing technological processes, or whether the abstract idea is just merely well understood, routine, and conventional. So with that, I'm going to jump into some data from the past 6 years on Alice. We have, I got this data from the Bilski blog. And thank you so much, Bilski blog. What this shows is you'll see red bars covering quarters all the way from 2014 through 2019. The red bars are patents, court cases where patents were found to be ineligible. The green bars are where patents were found to be eligible. And you'll see at the very beginning, those red bars are much higher than the green bars. There were a lot of patents getting invalidated from the 2014 through 2016, even 2017 era. And then suddenly we hit somewhere kind of three quarters of the way through where in 2018, where the green bars suddenly, surpass where the red bars are. And we've kind of been very consistent with that. Since 2018, in 2018, there was a pair of decisions, actually, Atrix and Berkheimer, that were both Judge Moore decisions that held that the question, even though the question of 101 was a matter of law, at the motion dismiss stage and summary judgment stage, it may not be appropriate to just consider it as a matter of law, that there are factual inquiries that may prevent a summary judgment. And in particular, the question is whether if something is well understood, routine, and conventional, what kind of facts might you need to make that determination? And it's made it much more difficult to invalidate patents at the 12b6 and summary judgment stage. I'll go on to the next slide. That covers what we see here. RPX did a consolidation of all the cases that have happened pre-Berkheimer and post-Berkheimer. And what we're looking at, let's look at the top part of this chart. It's rule 12, how many cases have been found patent ineligible, which is the blue bar. Before Berkheimer, about 70% of the cases that came up would find patents to be patent ineligible when Section 101 motion was brought. Post-Berkheimer, that percentage has dropped down to 45%. And the stats are very similar, also 20% difference at the summary judgment phase. So what we're seeing is kind of at least a procedural slowing down of when patents could be invalidated. Neither Atrix, I think, or Berkheimer really kind of addressed the more substantive issues. But what it is doing is it's helping patentees at least be able to keep their cases in for longer. So I'm going to let Steve take over, and we're going to start with law summaries.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be with you, and thank you for joining us. The first case on our list is, I will pronounce the second name, Gemalto, since I have trouble with the Dutch for KPN. This particular patent involved a check data invention. It's been known for many years that when you transmit data, sometimes the transmission involves errors, and so the data received is not the same or correct in terms of the data that was transmitted. And so it's not been unusual for people to generate and send check data together with the actual content, the original data that's being transmitted, so that the check data can be analyzed to see if it is correct with what supposedly was being transmitted as check data. And if the check data transmitted matches up with the check data received, then the assumption is that the original data is also the same as what's been received. So with this invention,